Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure. .us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's marsilians@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Of course, February is American Heart Month, which begs the reasoning that it is American Heart Month due to February 14th being Valentine's Day. Now, Valentine's Day is the holiday where we share candy hearts and other gifts to show the ones we love how much we love them and appreciate them throughout the year. Now, I did find this article from the folks at Symptom Find with tips on how to make Valentine's Day special with a little healthiness thrown in for good measure. Again, you can find the full article. Go to our website, mvpinsure.us, and that's going to be the lower middle of the landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click through. It'll bring you to the blog post for today with the tips that I discuss, as well as the link to the full article. Of course, if you're listening to this later on, you can go back to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, bring you to our blog, and then in the upper right, there is a search bar. Just type in Valentine's Day, and it should bring you to the blog post for this podcast, which contains a link to the full article from Symptom Find. Now, the first tip they have here is limit the sweets. Instead of going for the traditional heart-shaped box of candy and chocolates, opt instead for chocolate-dipped fruit, chocolate-dipped nuts, or pretzel rods dipped in chocolate. Now, you can make your own and use dark chocolate for some additional health benefits. I do myself enjoy a little dark chocolate on occasion. Dark chocolate has a lot of health benefits, antioxidants, and whatnot, from what I've read. I'm not very well learned on dark chocolate, but from what I've read, dark chocolate is a healthier option versus milk chocolate. So try that. The next tip that they have here is do something. All right. Walk around an art gallery or museum. Take a walk through a local park. Have a picnic outdoors if it's warm enough, or if it's not warm enough, try to find a place to have a picnic indoors. Do something that keeps you and your significant other active. I've seen other tips on other articles talk about taking a yoga class together or taking a pottery class or a cooking class because these things keep you active and help you to burn calories. Even a cooking class, as you're chopping up the vegetables and stirring things, you're burning calories as you're doing it. So try to do something that's going to be active instead of sitting in a movie theater or sitting in a concert or something like that. Just be active. Enjoy that time with your significant other. The next tip they have here is be the chef. You can prepare a special meal at home rather than to go out to a crowded or noisy restaurant. Now, around Valentine's Day, I don't know where you live, but where I live, several local restaurants have like a Valentine's Day special, in quotes, that include two extravagant meals, several courses, some champagne, and you know, all the trimmings and everything like that. And it's only going to cost you $50 to $100 to go do this special event. Why go through all that trouble? Why not cook your significant other a special meal at home? Because number one, you'd be able to control the ingredients. You know, you can go all organic if you want to do that. Meatless, low fat. You can control the salt. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do that you can't do at a restaurant. And also you could control the portion sizes as well. Because a lot of these places, they give you a lot of food and probably a little bit more than what you actually need. But by preparing a meal at home, like a special meal, not like at every mac and cheese or something like that. I'm talking about, you know, going out and getting some steaks or learning how to cook a lobster or, you know, find a recipe on the internet. I mean, the internet is just filled with information, lots of recipes out there. I'm sure you could find a Valentine's Day recipe list of things that you can make for your spouse or significant other. By cooking it at home, you can make it a little bit more special, a little bit more intimate, a little bit more you. And it's just a wonderful time. Again, if you're cooking, you're burning calories. So again, there's another health benefit there. Now, another tip they have here is help someone else. Take time to volunteer at a local outreach center, visit an assisted living facility, spread your love to others in need. You know, go out and buy a bunch of carnations and go to an assisted living facility. You know, help out at a soup kitchen or a food kitchen. You know, just do some sort of outreach to express your love to others. On Valentine's Day. I think that's a kind of a neat thing to do if you're into it. And of course, the last tip that I want to share with you today is don't stress. The holiday is meant to be a reminder of the love you have for you and your significant other and family. Don't stress out about making the holiday a grand affair. Keep it simple and keep it memorable. For me, a lot of the memories that I have are simple things that my wife did. A love note here, a love note there. She made a special dinner for me several years ago. You know, just little things like that that really make me feel loved. So don't stress about it. Just do what's in your heart to express your love to your significant other. Now, I want you to check out the full article for many more tips from Symptom Find on Valentine's Day and how to make it a little bit more healthy. I've also got on our webpage, on our blog post for today, I've got an article for keeping your pets safe on Valentine's Day. You know, there's lots of chocolates around, alcohol, certain types of plants and flowers that may be toxic to animals. So I've got an article from the ASPCA on how to keep your furry friends safe during Valentine's Day. And again, you could go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see the link to Let's Talk Insurance, and then click on through to that, and it'll bring you to the blog for today's podcast. If you happen to listen to this podcast later on, you can always type into the search bar Valentine's Day tips, and it should bring you to the blog post for today with links to the article from Symptom Find and also the ASPCA. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, I am Matt, and I really want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance. And Let's Talk Insurance is working on 10 years. We started on a local radio as a local radio program. That got to be a little bit expensive for us. It was like $7,000 a year for us to have a 22-minute program 52 weeks out of the year. So we switched over to the podcast format, which is a little bit less expensive to do so. But I want to thank you for tuning in over the years to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very happy and a very safe Valentine's Day. Take care.